Hi, friend. I have a super exciting episode for you today because it's an interview with a copywriter who's also a yoga teacher. She speaks our language, and even better, she breaks copywriting down to a simple formula with a cool name, too. Her fierce formula had me dancing with excitement during the interview, and I think you will, too. And we have a special giveaway for you, too. Stay tuned to the end of the episode so you can find out how you can have Allison review your website. This episode is brought to you by my membership, Marketing Yoga with Confidence. This membership is packed with education, inspiration, and support. The founding members are absolutely incredible and seriously helped me create the membership that I can't wait to welcome you into. The doors are opening in September, so stay tuned to get in there. Welcome to episode number 7 of the Marketing Yoga with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and I'm thrilled that you're here today and to learn about copywriting. As your marketing coach, you will hear me say this often, words are hard, but this episode will help you get clear on writing copy for your about page on your website. And that's because I brought in the expert, Allison Gower. She's a brand strategist and a copywriter for women entrepreneurs with service-based businesses. Oh, the clarity of her niche makes me so happy. She's worked with big brands, been featured on Forbes, and is the most down-to-earth, sassy copywriter I've ever met. The moment I clicked on her website, I knew we had to be friends. The sass is real and I loved it. This is exactly what clear copywriting can do for you. It provides an immediate connection. It was fun because we were connected by email through Tarzan K, who's also amazing at copywriting, and I think both Allison and I creeped on each other's website and at the same time sent an email saying how much we love each other's sites. And it's because our websites reflect our personalities. So it was clear that we would get along really quickly, and it was true. Oh, the power of copy. I could go on and on, but I won't make you wait any longer. Let's jump in and hear from Allison. Thank you so much, Allison, for being here today. I am super excited to share you with everyone because when I saw your website, I felt like I met a friend immediately. And I thought, I love her sassiness so much, I have to know her. And it was really fun to get your email back when you thought very similar of me. I love that.
Oh, I did. And that's like the power of words though, right? Like you read a couple lines and I had this automatic like, oh, Amanda, we're friends. Like we're already friends without a doubt.
I felt the same. It was so good. And so now we're becoming fast friends where we can talk about copy and launches and website copy all day long. But for today, I'm going to keep us focused on the about page for yoga teachers. So we're going to focus on that and just really dig in. But I want everyone to learn a little bit about you because not only are you a copywriter and a fantastic one, you're also a yoga teacher.
Yeah. So I definitely want to get into super clear-cut strategies because I think a lot of people hear, write like yourself and be you. But like, what does that mean? I think for most of us, it's really hard to write about ourselves, especially really heart-centered entrepreneurs like us yoga teachers. I mean, we go into yoga to serve others, to have others heal themselves, to heal their bodies. So putting ourselves at the forefront feels really weird and scary and definitely took me a long time to get into that. So just, you know, where I come from before I get into all the formulas, I was in the production world and I found that I really loved the writing aspect. So at that point in my life, as probably like yourself, anyone listening, you found yoga because you were working a lot. Maybe you were bent over a keyboard or someone invited you to a class. For me, I'm that classic. My back was hurting from being bent over prop making. So I started doing yoga and just found such relief. It was this 1 hour where finally I wasn't thinking about sets or sunrise shoots. I was just having to be with myself, which was really hard at first. So once I'd found out I loved writing in the work world, I became a freelance writer. I was a little wild of a jump, probably like becoming a yoga teacher for most of us. But I went into it and I just haven't looked back since. So for 5 years, I have been obsessively working with entrepreneurs, specifically women with service-based businesses who really want to change others' lives. But that takes writing about yourself and conversion copy. which is my jam, and my joy is really figuring out what makes people tick and writing about it. So the yoga teacher thing, Amanda, it's so funny. I was doing so much yoga and going, and it was such a big part of my life. And so much of my time, I realized it'd become on a laptop to a crazy extent. Because as a writer, what are you doing? You are writing at a laptop. So I was missing people. I was, you know, I'm an extrovert. I like humans. And I thought, you know what? Yoga would be a way I could connect with more people. And it just had this calling, you know, I probably, like everyone listening, just this calling to do it. So I got certified, and I was teaching at a studio while also writing on the side. And you know what's funny though? I found that, as I'm sure this is most of us, I became a yoga teacher, and it affected every area of my life, and especially my business. Because when you can get in front of a freaking room and you have 6 words to get someone from one pose to another, I mean, that's really impressive. You know, now when I give workshops, it feels so easy because, oh my gosh, I don't have to make the people move. I don't have to get them into a handstand. I just need them to take some notes. So if you can teach yoga, there's so much you can do. And now working with wellness entrepreneurs is just amazing because I get where they're coming from. I've been in the studio environment. I've been around masseuses. I've been around Reiki practitioners. And I really understand what it's like to care so much about other people that when you have to sell yourself, even just the word sell feels yucky when you want to serve people. But you deserve to be seen and to have people buy your things because what you're doing is changing lives.
I love it. I'm really enjoying what you're saying about how difficult it is to tell someone what to do with their body or ask them what to do with their body. Because when I was in yoga teacher training, I thought the same thing. I can stand on a stage and tell anyone who wants to listen to me about how to market their business. But for some reason, asking someone to move from one pose to the next pose was so difficult for me. So I actually think those words are harder as well. So I'm really glad you brought that out into this interview because it's true. If you can get someone to do something with their body and successfully move from one pose to the other, you can definitely write your about page on your website.
Absolutely. Like, I truly believe you're a yoga teacher, you are a copywriter. There's a part of you, like, you're having, all copywriting is choosing words that get people to take an action. That's all copywriting is. And a yoga teacher is, what, an hour, sometimes 90 minutes. If you've had back-to-back classes, I definitely need to teach 2 in a row. That's, you know, 2-3 hours of having to think on your feet about words that get people to do something. If you're doing that, you could definitely put it on your website, and you also have time to think about it. So it's easier because yoga teaching, it's on the spot. People are watching you.
Oh, that's so good. So let's talk about that about page. So you're saying, okay, we're gonna think about what you can put on an about page. When I work with yoga teachers, I often say, it feels like we have to talk about ourselves so much on the about page, which is why I think there's so much resistance, because we think it has to be about me. But what I actually end up coaching them through is your about page is actually not about you. You talk about you, but you're really talking about them, because that's what we need to do to get the person who's reading to understand, like, I know you. I know you. So I would love to hear your take on this too.
I could not agree more. With abouts, any single thing that you write with marketing, any piece of copy is always 100% about who you're serving. And in a lot of ways, I think that makes it easier because it takes the pressure off us, you as the yoga teacher, and we doing what feels natural to us, which is putting the other person first. So going, okay, if you're a yoga teacher who does private lessons and you specialize in people with back pain, so thinking through, okay, like, maybe how did this back pain happen? Do they work at a laptop, at a hospital, and they work MRI machines? And you just start to think through some of your favorite clients or the people you want to work with and think about, okay, who are they? Like, where are they coming from? And then almost like, if you met them at a coffee shop or a barbecue, what would you talk to them about? Because we all no matter how much you're yourself in any given situation, we all edit our words based on who we're talking to. The movies you talk about with your grandma is probably different than with your best friend, right? Like, we all edit the way we speak. So thinking about who they are. So when it comes to abouts and setting them up, I always say and have my clients have copied that in the first few lines, really first talks about, you can say what your mission is, but frame it in the way you know that that's what they want to hear. So if your people go through back pain and that's your specialty, you know, my mission is to empower people with back pain to finally have relief. So you're putting them first and they're going to go, oh my God, I'm a person with back pain. So even though it's about you, it's really not. It's about them. But they're already going to want to read more. So I'll say the first few lines, really make sure it is more about them, because everyone cares about themselves, right? They all want to. So we take quizzes. We want to know our personality. We want to know what our spirit animal, right, is in the quiz. So yeah, everyone's here about themselves. So referencing them, they automatically like you. They're like, oh my gosh, like I for some reason like them. But it's just science. It's because you're talking about them. And then they're going to want to learn more about you.
Oh, this is so good. And I just want to jump in and just amplify what you just said, because what you're saying is the message that I talk about all the time. And I didn't even tell you to say this, so I'm just calling it out that you said this and I did not even coach it, that you said to know the specific person you're talking to. So one of my main messages for all yoga teachers is that once you've been teaching for a few years and you've said yes to a lot of opportunities and you've figured out who your dream student is, I want you to niche down and get specific. And this is why. Because when you want to get more clients, when you want to fill your classes, you can speak directly to them.
Oh, Amanda, my heart, like all my ventricles are just going crazy right now. Yeah, and I'm so glad you preach on that. The thing is, I agree with you. I think everyone in this dang world would benefit from yoga. I have seen so many people, even people sketched out about it, finally get into it and see the benefits. And the thing is, with any product or service, you have to first pick the smallest viable market, right? It's a Seth Godin term. You, even if your service or offer can help a lot of people, you can't target everyone at once, because then you just have this mixed message. So what works a lot better is, it doesn't mean you can't serve other people later. You can serve one type of niche right now. And then as you kind of conquer that, or not conquer, that sounds so like come in with pitchforks and fire, but you know, as you're known for that, you already have an audience, then kind of expanding or shifting. So I see as wedding photographers, right? It's an easy example a lot. They'll start with weddings, wedding photographers, they'll do it for a while, and then they have a ton of brides, word of mouth is big, and then they start switching to family portraits because those brides started having kids. So you can do the exact same thing with yoga. And as much as we serve everyone and like everyone, I'm with you. I love all my students. Everyone has a favorite type of class and student. There is just no way you don't. Like, we're humans. We're going to have preferences. And think of all the entrepreneurs you look up to, the actresses you look up to, the brands. They are all extreme in some way. No one loves one general thing. It's like Lululemon. Everyone's obsessed with their high quality leggings. That is what they are known for. And they branched out later. So I would say what I recommend, think of a very specific dream client, not some general vague, don't list it out. Just once you, if you already have this person, or as you start teaching more, think of your dream, like your favorite client. Like if you could work with one person every day or have them refer people, who would it be? Like, and then write to that person. So let's say your favorite client is a woman named Amanda and she's 35, has two kids, and she dot, 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 write to Amanda. What would Amanda want to hear about? What does Amanda care about? And I think this is so much more effective than creating, as helpful as have an ideal avatar, someone you make up, when you have someone real, an actual person. Yeah, writing to them is just so much easier. Now, some tactics I have that I am going to walk you through. This is what I do with my one-on-one clients. I have them do a couple exercises. First, so one, to picture this person. And then two things I highly recommend that you do. I recommend one, you go to that person, go to your favorite clients. If you already have them, ask them through text or just say, could I hop on a call really quick? I'm doing a little customer research. You're one of my favorite clients and I'd be so honored if you chat with me. Or maybe the next time you see them at yoga, just talk to them and ask them a couple questions. I would ask them one, what is it about my practice, my teaching style that has you coming back? You will be shocked by the answers. Mm-hmm. And there's a pattern. There's always a pattern. And that helps you see what is so special about you. So I call it your fierce factor. What is it? Because you can be, you know, helpful and on time, right? We can all be these things, but that's not what matters. What matters is what you're known for, because the right clients value that thing. Maybe they love your playlists. Maybe they love that you always do a visualized meditation at the end. You don't just have a silent shavasana. So asking them questions, because we're too close to ourselves, right? And we were just talking about writing our own copy can be so much harder. So take it outside of yourself. Look at someone who's not you, third party, who's going to get an unbiased look at how others see you. And most importantly, do not ask your mom. Ask someone who pays you, because our families, friends, that's great, but what they see about you might be different. They have years of, they knew you as a 7-year-old, as an 8-year-old, and we could be really different than when we were kids. And also, who's willing to give you money? So don't interview random people that just like you, people that are paying you because you want more paying clients. No matter how much we like to help people, this is a business. So.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. I agree wholeheartedly with you. There is always a pattern. And no one ever says, like, no, I don't want to tell you that.
No.
I've never heard of that happening.
We love our yoga teachers.
Right. And we're always so excited to help. As a student, I'm a yoga student, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I am a certified teacher, but I don't actively teach. So I'm a student in a class. And I would be so excited if my yoga teacher was like, Amanda, you're my dream student. Why do you keep coming back here?
Oh, yeah. I would, like, drop to the floor.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh. Yes. I'm happy to. And even asking, I did this for my own brand. I went and asked different people. Some were like colleagues, like maybe people I've worked with, felt like in the entrepreneurial space. How would you describe me in 3 to 5 words?
Ooh, I like the 3 to 5 word three caveat to five. There.
You can't, yeah. Because here's the thing. If people start to give you 8, 9, that's just a list of general. No, what's the 3? Because you force them to drill down to your biggest characteristics. And it doesn't mean you're not other things. It doesn't mean you're not reliable or not nice. But what really stands out about you? Because you have to stand out so you attract people. No one ever attracted a cult following by being just overly nice and liked by everyone. It's not how it works. Think of any big entrepreneur in any space. Like, there's people who love them and hate them, and that's okay. My writing, you mentioned at the beginning, it is super just sassy and personality. It's got puns. It is ridiculous because that's how I write. And I don't work with clients that want a more formal corporate, I refer them to other people. And that's okay if they don't want my writing style, because the people that do want to work with me, they love my writing style. So all this to say, for your about, starting with, okay, here's my mission. Make sure they know how it serves them. Mm-hmm. Then you're talking about yourself, but only referencing what they're going to care about in terms of how they will connect with the copy. So for example, your favorite client, is she really into Whole Foods and Sprouts and healthy eating? If so, have some fun facts. Make them think she's going to relate. I mean, don't make up, obviously. We never want to make up anything. We don't want to be the same person. But we can all say so much about ourselves. And the number one problem I see is people write all these things that aren't also necessarily relevant to what they do. So I have mentioned I'm a yoga teacher, like on a group like this, because it is relevant. And I work with a lot of wellness entrepreneurs. So it shows I get where they're coming from. But otherwise, it wouldn't really matter. You know, I was also in my high school musical, but like, what does that You know, if I was teaching public speaking, that could be relevant, but it's not. Working in whether like your credentials, the credentials that matter, and the ones also they're going to know. Because if it's a whole list of credentials, also don't put everything you've ever done. It actually takes away from the ones that matter. If there's a list of, because also people want an expert. People want someone who's a specialist.
Preach it. All the words. This is so good because it's mirroring everything that I have said many, many, many times, which is great because it's when you niche down, it actually gets so much easier because you can answer these questions. You know exactly who your person is and what matters to them. So you wouldn't think about listing, I was in my high school musical, if you're actually working with prenatal yoga. But it does matter if you took a prenatal training and you want to include that. So it makes everything easier to do, in my opinion, when you can niche down and get really specific. And then people, it's like you just attract people in. And I always use myself as an example because every single person who's listening to me is in my membership, is a group coaching client of mine of some sort. Is that because I'm a marketing coach for yoga teachers? I'm not a marketing coach for anybody. I'm a marketing coach for yoga teachers.
Mic drop. Yes. Exactly. That's exactly it. Like you are exactly the example because if you were a general marketing coach, if anyone's listening, would you be here? I mean, probably not. And so exactly. And I'm the same. I am a brand strategist and copywriter for women service-based businesses. Who want to be sassy and have a ton of personality. Every single person who I even like approaches me or fills out my website, who's read my about, they're like a perfect client. It really filters out because even though it sounds good to have more leads, if they're one a client that it just doesn't end up working out, that creates frustration or wastes your time, it's also wasting their time. And it takes away space. I'm going to get woo, right? So, because we're yoga teachers. When you have a client roster that's full of people that aren't a good fit, you don't leave space for all the clients you could be working with. And so by having an about page that is like, this is who I am, this is the type of person I serve, and this, you're putting words into the universe that are like, this is who I am, this is what I want, and that's the type of clients you're gonna get. If you just have general words, it's not going to attract the specific person. And again, I still want to make sure everyone knows, I think it should be fun and to have fun facts, as long as they are somehow going to make them laugh. Laughing is value. People, we have a world with a lot of crap going on right now. Making people smile has value, I truly believe. But also facts that are relevant, they don't have to be only about yoga. So for you, there's things that aren't yoga, but let's say you only work with people in your local area. Reference your favorite local spots. And people are going to be like, oh my God, I love that smoothie bar. It has people feeling connected. It doesn't have to be this big line or a long sentence. Like, fun fact, I like smoothies from this place. This is one of the things that I get. It's like almost basically a formula. You just take things that are fun about yourself and sprinkle it in. So instead of saying, I teach yin yoga, you can say, this matcha sipping girl teaches yin. So now you've infused a fun fact. You love matcha. You've shown your personality. So in your about, I encourage you to sprinkle little facts in that way. Just, it doesn't have to be a long sentence, just little hints like my matcha sipping self.
I like that. I like sprinkling it in and keeping it short and sweet.
Yes. It's like if you went to a yoga class and you sat down, you unrolled your mat and you got all cross-legged and your bare feet, and the teacher is like, okay, guys, we're going to start class. And they spoke for like 10 minutes. You know, I love intros. I think it's always great, right? To set an intention. But if they went on for 10 minutes, you'd be like, come on, like, let's get on with the class. So I think I'm so glad you brought that up, Amanda. I think a lot are too long. It is a science, right? There's a science of like working a lot in, a lot of information in the littlest amount of words as possible. So a couple ways to do that. One, use bullet points. Bullet points break up the formatting, so you just glance at it if you want to say, here's a couple fun facts, or here's a couple of my certifications, in case you're wondering. Just bullet point them out. Go through your copy And especially in about where, yeah, we all have, we've all lived life, right? We've all had crap happen and been through things. And so it's easy to write this entire life story, and it doesn't lessen your story to shorten it. In fact, it's going to hit a lot harder to have a couple paragraphs at the most about yourself. And then the main thing is to leave on a call to action too. So I want everyone to make sure if your about page right now does not have a call to action, or you're writing one, there, where do you want them to go? What do you want them to do? What is the number one thing you want someone? Is it to sign up for a class? Is it to do some package? Just make sure you tell them what to do next, because most people I work with don't have anything guiding. And humans, we need to be told what to do, man.
Yes, agreed. And I really like what you said about shortening your story in words actually is not diminishing your story or lessening your story in any way. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I kind of want to bring us back and think about this formula.
The fierce factor is really like, you talk to those clients, you find out what they love about you. You ask about the adjectives. You finally are like, oh my God, that's how people see me. My top two words are, I gave everyone a list. I gave a list of about 50 words. So I do recommend give people adjectives so they're not just trying to think. My number one word was zesty.
Ooh.
Yeah. Would not have picked that out, but I'm into it. And number two was savvy, like business savvy.
Ooh.
And I was like, whoa, that's just, it's interesting. I totally recommend the exercise, because then basically, like, we're going back right to this formula is when you know, so you know how you're described, right? You know, like, what people see about you. I start with a couple lines about, right, the mission. Like, so, like, what it is you do, who you serve. Work that into the top three lines. Then, like, hold on a minute. Who is this yoga teacher, right? Something about, wait, who is this, right? Couple little paragraphs where now do tell your story, how you got into yoga teaching, keeping it short, keeping it crisp, the main milestones of how it happened, sprinkle you throughout, just a few little paragraphs. Then next section, like another headline, because again, you want to break up this copy. Don't have a giant, we want to make sure not to have a long list, but headline, another headline that's kind of like, okay, so what can I do for you? Or what's the next step? And end it with, again, bringing it back to them. It's like in yoga class, right? You start people off with breathing, kind of flow into things. And then we wind people back down into Shavasana. So your about page is the same. It's just like a yoga class. Like, talk about the other people and then do your flow. Talk about you and then bring it back down. Put it back on them if you're ready for this, if this could serve you, and end with a call to action. So it's really like this three-part fierce framework for telling, who you are and still like being, it's got to be marketing, because it's not just a fun bio. It's not an author bio. There's a lot of types of bio. This is about page for your website, where really ultimately is getting them to take action. And even if marketing feels kind of icky and weird still, it's so important, because you're selling people, healing. It's a good thing. Like, I'm thankful to yoga teachers that sold me. right? So it's definitely a good thing. So that would be like my main formula I recommend.
So good. I was fiercely taking notes over here.
Yeah,
taking notes. So everything is going to be in the show notes for this episode. I will have this broken down where it's written. You can see it. It is a formula, because again, as the coach, it is my job to make it very clear of what is that next step. And the next step is creating that about page for sure. So that formula will be there in the show notes for certain.
Oh, it's so good. And so I just love that you are sharing this information in the same way. I just love that you're encouraging systemizing things, especially talking about yourself, because this is like the amazing news. It really is just formulas. I know sitting down at a blank page can feel really challenging and intimidating, but really, like, a formula like this, when you follow this, when you ask these questions, one other thing that I recommend, again, formula, is I think it's always great to tell at least, see when you're thinking about what stories to tell about yourself. This is also for anything on your website, right? Or anything in your content. We want to work in little stories. Everyone I work with, like, I don't know what to say. What's an interesting story? I promise you, You have so many interesting stories. The emails that got the most responses ever I sent out was about getting a splinter in my foot. I like got a splinter in my foot and I got all these responses about it. And not like featured in Forbes. I mean, I got some, but no, the splinter in the foot got the most. So what I would recommend as something I've done is gone to people, and this one could be family, right? This could be colleagues, whoever, and asked, what is my favorite story I've ever told you? What's like a story I've told you that really stood out?
And, that's good.
And it's stuff you are going to be surprised about. Mm. And it's if it's that memorable, that's something you can work into about. So, you know, I mean, the splinter would not be this story, but for example, you know, I know that the pain in your back is hard. It's even worse than getting a splinter in your foot, which I've done. Like, it can just be little ways you weave it in. Right. So, guys, you all have them, though. You have these stories. I promise every single person listening has stories. Mm-hmm. It's just going, asking others to find them out.
I like it. And I coach people all the time to say, sprinkle little bits of your story in a little bit at a time. You don't have to tell your whole life story in one place or at one time. Mm-hmm. You want to sprinkle these things in, and that is not as vulnerable, right? Like, because there's some parts of our story that we want to tell when we're sharing a little bit and being a little bit more vulnerable. But we don't have to do that all the time. We can have fun and share things that are just silly and random stories.
Yes, and I think it's really, I'm so glad you brought that up, Amanda. It's really important to remember anything you write, we have to get super clear about the purpose of that piece. Before writing anything, what is this for? What do I want them to do? Because yes, part of your story is important on your website, but the main purpose of a website is to really show your value, show your services, and get people to book you or, you know, book your package. Like, that is the absolute main purpose of a website. Number one, like that, mm-hmm. that's it, right? It's for marketing. So social media is the great place to go in depth on your story and go into these moments, right? Like, that is where we have this long form content, but that's not your about page and it's not your home. And it can feel like, but there's so much about me. And yes, there is so much about you, but we just want to make sure to highlight. I have a client, she is amazing. She is this hand lettering artist who teaches others how to make hand lettering into this full-time business. She is so amazing. She's a mom of three, right? All these things. And she has some parts of her story that are really, like you said, they're hard and they're vulnerable. So in her website, we touch on it. We say, this is kind of what kicked it off. And then we do reference it, but really her social media, that is where she touches on harder parts of her life and goes more in depth. That's because that's its part, but that's not really the conversion. The conversion is like the main thing of your website that you want. So, yeah.
That is fantastic. I love it. It's so good. You just made this clear distinction. Your website is to convert someone to a sale of some sort. Whether that conversion is I want them on my email list so later on they can become a private client, or they're on my website and I want them to book a private session with me right now. There are different conversions, but there are conversions happening. On social media, it's a conversation.
Preach. And with that being said, we all have a lot of facets, and that's great. We're human beings, we're complex people. But if you're giving yourself titles, 2 is okay, 3 max. So it is tempting to be like, you know, let's say I'm Allison, speaker, educator, copywriter, brand strategist, and call ourselves all these things. But what do you want to be known for? If you could be on Oprah or featured on Lululemon's Instagram, whatever your dream collaboration is, and they're announcing you and they say you have to pick 1 or 2 things, that is all you should call yourself. So I am brand strategist and a copywriter. That is my title. I don't say I'm a yoga teacher. I don't really put that out because what I really want to do is serve people with their branding and their writing. Even though I'm here talking to you about yoga, so it's relevant here, but so many times we want to include everything about ourselves. I want you to get the business and the people who need you, and saying you're a multifaceted person or you're an entrepreneur who does a jack of all trades, like master of none, it's real. And not that you can't be a master, but people aren't as quick to believe it either. It could all be true. I'm sure it is true, But you also need to make sure people know how they should work with you, what you want to focus on, because also you might do things you don't want to do anymore. And I see that so much with my clients. They'll reference things that I see when they talk about it, their energy drops. You know, they're like, I build websites and I do social media. And the social media, like you could tell, kills their soul. And I'm like, why are you doing this? And they're like, I've always done it. And so only putting what's your titles that you, what you really want to be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. Thank you for bringing that up. The Fierce Framework, we've got that to where everyone is going to be jumping to creating their about page right now. And the great news is that when they create their about page, we have a giveaway that we are collaborating on. And here's the deal. We want you to create your about page. Allison and I sat here and we talked about it before the interview and said, we want them to take action. You know, I always give a next best step. And this week's next best step is to write your about page and publish it. Not just write it, but publish it. Mm-hmm. So what we are going to do is we are going to open up a submission process for 1 week. So if you submit your about page link to us by August 26th, you are entered to win one of these reviews. Allison has so graciously said yes. She is going to review 3 websites, 3 about pages of people who submit. So all you have to do is you go to the show notes page for this episode, marketingyogawithconfidence.com/podcast. Find this episode, look for the link to submit. You will submit your name, your email address, and the link to your about page. It needs to be to the about page because that's what we're talking about here today. We want to get that about page wrapped up and ready to go. And Allison will be picking 3 to review live in my Facebook group, Marketing Yoga with Confidence. So if you're not in there, you got to get in there too. And super bonus, because she loves and I love Instagram so much, if you tag us in Instagram when you share that you've submitted or share your about page, because the marketer in me wants to tell you, use this as an opportunity to market your website. So put yourself on stories, say you did it, you submitted, tag us both on Instagram and do this. We will also review your bio on Instagram.
I'm so excited. And, you know, it's really a space too where you're going to get so much like loving feedback. And I like to amp people up. So I'm going to read and I'm probably going to be like, wait, you're this impressive? Amp this up. So really like loving feedback I give. And I think I just being a yoga teacher, like I've said, I've seen the struggles that my colleagues and my fellow yogis have gone through. So I'm just really excited to give back in this way because I know how hard it is, especially because this is a group I know everyone listening, they're really heart-centered people. And so abouts are really, they feel like a struggle. So I'm just so excited. Submit those. And like Amanda said, taking action, it's really hard sometimes to put ourselves out and hit publish. And I really want this you to put it out because when you do, it's going to attract the right people, putting those words out into the universe online and all, you know, spiritually. Like it really does make shifts. And I'm so excited for you to do that. If you are struggling still and you want some other tangible things, I have a Hell Yes challenge that's 5 days of walking through the website and sharing tips and things to do. And I share some really ridiculous, weird stories. I encourage you to study them. So that's a way that I've sculpted my writing skills. You know, I have from my mentors, I've really studied their copy and how they pulled stories or how they made certain stories interesting. So definitely like study not only the material, but also it can give you some inspiration for stories to tell about yourself for sure.
That's great. I'll be sure to link to that challenge. I want to join in that challenge. So I will be your first sign up if it's not already up right now. I definitely want to do that. I am going to be going through my website with a fine-tooth comb with everything you've provided because I love your website. I jumped on there and thought, I have to know this sassy woman immediately. So I know that it all the things that I can learn from you, I'm really excited. And I'm so, so honored that you were here today and shared this and are willing to review some about pages and Instagram bios. I'm so excited to do that with you.
Oh man, I'm so excited. And the things I've used, because y'all, I might be a copywriter, but I, for a long time, I had an overly formal website. I talked about the wrong things. So when I speak to this, I'm not even just talking about clients, because I was a copywriter behind other people, serving other people, you know, ghostwriting. And so it was only, I think probably 2 years ago, where I finally stepped into my voice. I was writing other people's. So I really do understand and I get it. And yeah, it's also way more fun when you get to just really infuse things that sound like you. You'll be way more proud of your site and actually be proud to link it, because I am guessing there are people listening who people ask for their, oh, can I, what's your website? And they go, oh, well, it's here, but like, yeah, it's under construction. Don't read, like, the about's still weird. So I want you to finally be proud of that about page and homepage.
Yeah. Yes, all the yeses. Well, thank you, Allison, for being here and sharing all of your knowledge and wonderfulness with us today.
Thanks, Amanda. Thank you for hosting. You're doing something so amazing here, and I just love it so much. I appreciate you. All right. Thank you. And thanks, Fierce Cats. So awesome to virtually meet you.
Wasn't that so amazing? Allison gets all the praise hands from me today after this interview. I love the way that she was able to connect copywriting to yoga teaching. That was just amazing to me. And I also really appreciated how she talked about her story and how she tapped into her own voice, but that it took time. Because that's the thing I want you to remember. This is a process and it does take time. But you can't make progress if you don't start. So whether you have a website or you're thinking of creating one, now's the time to work on that about page. Use her fierce formula to amp it up or create it with your personality. But more importantly, make your about page all about your dream student. Trust me, this takes all the pressure off of writing about you, and it actually helps you connect with your dream student quicker and easier so you can actually help them more. So your next best step is to write your about page and publish it. It has to be published in order to be submitted, because we need the link. We're doing that because we want you to get it done. So often we think something has to be perfect before we hit the go button. And I'm speaking from experience here. But let's get past that. Publish before you're ready. Because if you work on your about page and actually publish it, you can submit that link and have Allison and I review your about page. All you have to do is use the link in the show notes at marketingyogawithconfidence.com/podcast to enter. All we need is your name, email, and about page link. And an extra bonus that Allison is super sweet to offer is that if you tag both of us in an Instagram story saying you submitted your link, we'll actually look at your Instagram bio too. This is a great bonus. And I'm saying, as your marketing coach, that I want you to use this as an opportunity to share your about page with other people. Talk about it on Instagram stories. Say that you have created your about page or updated your about page and you want people to check it out. I know it seems scary, but trust me, you're going to get feedback, people are going to be excited, and people are going to see your offer. When you follow the fierce formula that Allison has outlined, you're going to have a great about page. Maybe she'll have a few tweaks to share with you if she looks over your about page, but it's probably not going to be very much. So go ahead and start marketing your website now. Get after it. Write that copy. Use Allison's fierce formula to show your personality on your website. I cannot wait to see it. Until next time, give yourself permission to write about yourself and grace along the way. Talk to you soon.